How long have you been paddling?
This is my third year. I started by surfing beach waves in my granddad's canoe. When I got good enough at that, granddad took me canoeing on a river. Now he takes me to rivers and competitions all over the place. What gear do you need for whitewater kayaking?
A spray skirt. It fits over my body and around the cockpit of the canoe to keep water out. A life jacket, a helmet, a double-bladed paddle, and a kayak.
I hear that you've even competed overseas.
Yeah, that was last summer. I won 3 silvers. The competition was the Hydro Australian School Champs, and it was held in Tasmania, Australia. There were paddlers from Canada, United States, Australia, and New Zealand. Some of the best young kayakers in the world. It was great. There's a grading system on the rivers. How does it work?
Grading is used to show how difficult a river is to paddle.
Grade 1 is easiest. It's flat water, and then it goes up onto grade 6, which isn't usually paddled.
Why is grade 6 not paddled?
It's too hard and really dangerous. I guess that a really good kayaker might try it.
The world's best, using a specially designed kayak.
What grade scares you?
Grade 5. I paddle grades 1 to 4 all right. This river today is grade 2. It's okay. In Australia, we paddled on grades 2, 3, and 4.
You look pretty relaxed on the water. Do you feel relaxed?
I'm nervous just before I compete. When they're counting down my start over the speaker, like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. After that's over, I feel all right. I get really mad when I hit the poles of the gates that I have to go through.
If you touch a pole, you get 2 points added onto your time. And if you miss a gate altogether, they add on 50 points.
What about that rapid down there?
That's a big wave breaking upstream on itself. We call them holes.
Can you paddle it?
This morning I could, in the practice run.
What happens if your kayak tips over?
I have to roll it back out of the water, with me still in it. Or, if I can't do that, I have to bail right out of the car.